Good morning, it's Barbara Nebraska, and today is Friday, July 8th, 2011. Well, I worked at Mom's house yesterday. My job yesterday was to go through boxes. No, Mom was not a hoarder, she was sentimental. The boxes I went through were the 50th wedding anniversary cards, and she had them linked together, and she marked on there if she wrote the thank you, and so went through those cards, and then also went through the cards of from Dad's illness and his death, and went through those, and then also she had a box of paper clippings, and it reminds me that our generation is not a newspaper generation. In Mom and Dad's day, people would cut out anything that had their name, a little story. I didn't know Dad was in a tornado in 1962 in Tilden, Nebraska. I think it was May 23rd. Also, people would cut out clippings like when their picture was in the paper for their 50th anniversary, or when someone had a birth, or if there was a wedding announcement. You know, it was all cut out, and all the obituaries were cut out, and so those real tiny things to go through, I have a separate pile, a very tiny separate pile. And she also saved front pages of major events like 9/11, JFK, the moon landing, when Richard Nixon resigned. So, she kept those kind of things. And then also, we have lots and lots of pictures. And what we're planning on doing, I put picture packets aside, is we're going to have five or six, I should say, buckets, and then just go through them. And if my sibling is in that picture, goes in their bucket, and just kind of deal them out. And that's going to take some time too. But once I get a system set up, we can just do that. Because she has, boxes and boxes of photos. And they also did a lot of traveling. I found a whole box full of things from their trips to St. Croix, Bahamas. Dad had a lot of trips with his business. So, she kept the magazine. She kept the menus, No, she was not a hoarder. It was all neatly organized. But I just look at them and I pitch them. But I found some nice seashells that I'm going to add to my... I have this one candle display on my dining room table with... pretty rocks and seashells, so I'll add those. And we sold the piano. Another family came and looked at it and offered us more, and so we took that. And then we also, my two nieces came over last night, and my brother, and my one niece, my 19-year-old niece, she has worked at a thrift store that sells vintage clothes. And so she wanted to go through Mom's things, and the stuff in her regular closet, she knew of some nice consignment shops that we can take them to, because Mom had a lot of nice dresses, Mother of the Bride, Mother of the Groom dresses, and evening dresses for the events that Mom and Dad went to. But down in the cedar closet, woohoo, jackpot. Mary gave a little, we both went, woohoo, when we found this one. We opened up this one suit coat protector, and it was all the Hawaiian shirts. And Mom and Dad went to Hawaii for a Nebraska Husker game. I think it was 1970, around Christmas time. And two beautiful Hawaiian dresses, and Dad had some of those cool shirts. And she was very excited, and she was really excited about one of them because she thought it would fit her, and she loves, kind of funky, different vintage clothes, so she was hoping it would fit her. And then also some Boy Scout shirts of Dad, and then one of those red felt jackets that, you put the patches on, and some of the young girls, they like to wear kind of those vintage things. So she took those two things, and then put a she had a list of all her things. She inventoried all the other cool clothes. She was really excited about the bridesmaid dresses that were at my wedding and the bridesmaid dresses at my other sister's wedding. She thought that could be sold too. And we also found Uncle Father John's black collar shirts, not without the tab, but I think there was four of those. And she, knows of a costume shop that would buy that. And I, I'm fine with that. That's not a, it's just clothes. So she thought that could go there. And then, but we did find Father John's vestment that he would wear when he would say mass at our house. It was kind of like a traveling vestment that was easy to roll up and take. And it was white with a red cross on it. And it was kind of a silk toile, or I don't know that I had to look. I know I've seen that. It kind of feels taffeta-ish, but silkish with a swirl. And I talked with my friend Nick Padley last night, and he said that I can see if a priest friend would like that. I really don't want to sell it, and I'm afraid, it might get into the wrong hands, but I think I can find a home for that. And then also we found a bunch of things for my younger sister in Texas, so I'll have to ask her what to do about that. Some of the little cute little dresses she wore when she was little, and her first communion dress. So that was fun going through that last night. Well, today we are going to pull up the carpet, rip that up. We got another dumpster order, and get that going. The Monday, the grandfather clock and the items my sister in Texas wanted are going to be packed up and shipped to her, and so we're they might come today. I think they're going to come Monday though. But so we'll get the carpet pulled up in the living room and the dining room because we found beautiful wood floors underneath, and so they're gonna refinish those. The carpet going up the stairs and in the hallway, I think there's 15 stairs. I don't know how hard that's gonna be to pull up, but my dear son number one and hubby are gonna work on that today. And then I'm gonna go through mom's clothes that my niece said would not sell, like sweatshirts and things like that, and donate those to Goodwill. And so, another full day working at mom's house, so I got to get going. Yesterday, someone from Craigslist was going to come and take that wooden desk, and they never showed. So, I emailed the second person who emailed me, and she hasn't contacted me back. So, hopefully, we can get that given to a good home. So, I think that's it. Lots going on. So, everyone, have a good day.